listening to WMFO Medford.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 12 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. And today is Sunday, September the 16th, 2018. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Touch Freeform Radio. And I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, for another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. The number again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, just like I promised, I'm back. Let's go to Major League Baseball. First of all, in the National League yesterday, the Nationals 7 and the Braves 1. The Dodgers 17 and the Cardinals 4. The Cubs 1 and the Reds zip. The Phillies 5 and the Marlins 4. The Pirates 3 and the Brewers 1. The Giants 3 and the Rockies zip. Over in the American League, Cleveland 15 and the Tigers zip. The Blue Jays 8 and the Yankees 7. Red Sox 5 and the Mets 3. Rays 7 and the A's 5. The White Sox 2 and the Orioles zip. The Royals 10 and the Twins 3. The Mariners 6 and the Angels 5. And in interleague play, the Astros 10 and the Diamondbacks 4. And the Rangers 6 and the Padres 3. In that Red Sox game, Mookie Betts went 0 for 2, scored a run, got two walks. He's hitting .338 on the season, still leading both leagues in batting. Andrew Benintendi went 2 for 5, he's hitting .288 on the season. J.D. Martinez went 0 for 5, he's dropped to .328, second in the major leagues in batting, behind 10 points behind Mookie Betts now. Xander Bogaerts went 1 for 4 with an RBI, he's hitting .288. Pierce played first base. He went 3 for 4, scored a run, hitting .298. And I've said before, prior to the Red Sox picking up Steve Pierce, I never heard of him. he played for the Blue Jays, but I guess he never got in the games that the Red Sox played that I saw. Anyway, Ian Kinsler went 1 for 3, scored a run, .251 is his batting average. Jackie Bradley Jr. went 1 for 4, scored a run with 2 RBIs. He's hitting .231 on the season. Rafael Devers was in the game yesterday, went 1 for 3, scored a run, hitting .237. Sandy Leon started off at the catcher. He went 0 for 2, he's hitting .182. Brock Holt pinch hit for him. He got a hit, scored a run, and had 2 RBIs. He's hitting .262 on the season. Christian Vasquez came in and he went 0 for 1. He's hitting .212 on the season. Rick Porcello started for the Red Sox. He went 5 innings, gave up 2 runs, 3 hits, all of them earned, walked 1, struck out 5. He had a 4.30 ERA and he's 17-7 on the season. Pointer came in, pitched an inning, struck out 1. He has a 2.08 ERA. Wright came in, pitched an inning with 2 walks, strikeout. Pitched an inning with 2 walks, a strikeout. He's hitting. His ERA is .293 on the season. Brazier came in, pitched an inning, struck out 1. He has a 1.53 ERA. Another great Dombrowski pickup. Never heard of him either prior to coming to the Red Sox in midseason. Kimbrel came in, pitched a 9th inning. Struck out 1. He had a 2.29 ERA and he got his 41st save of the season. So, as far as the Red Sox are concerned, their record is 102-47. They're moving on to that 105, which I believe is the record for the Red Sox for one season. They have a 685 percentage, followed by the Yankees, 91-57, 615 percentage, which is pretty good. Except for the Reds are having a fantastic year. And the Yankees are 10.5 games behind. And the Red Sox magic number to clinch it all is 4. So there you go. 418 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is a Sunday, September the 16th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective, what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Looking at the other races in the American League, Cleveland is so far ahead after they pounded the Tigers 15-0 today. And the Minnesota Twins also lost. Cleveland is now 16, count them, 16 games ahead of Minnesota. Out west, Houston Astros rolling right along. They have 94 wins, I believe, on the season. And their lead over Oakland is 4 games. Seattle was in the race for a while, but they've fallen behind. And LA and Texas waiting for next year. In the National League, in the East, Atlanta. What did the Braves do? The Braves lost yesterday. They are 83-65 on the season. And the Phillies won. They gained a game, but they've fallen way behind. They're 6.5 games behind. Washington is 8.5 games behind. Then there's New York and Miami. In the Central Division, the Chicago Cubbies are in the still in a race with Milwaukee. The Cubs won yesterday. They're 87-61. And the Milwaukee Brewers lost. They are 85-63, 2.5 games behind. And out west, it's a dog fight out there. Colorado Rockies, they lost yesterday. That puts them at 81-67. And the LA Dodgers have vaulted over them at 82-67 with a half a game lead. Arizona D-backs lost, but they're still in it, I would say. They're 5.5 games back, followed by San Francisco and San Diego. So that's about it as far as Major League Baseball standings are concerned. Excuse me. Red Sox just trying to get everybody healthy and ready to play for the playoffs. They've clinched a playoff spot. And like I said, they're 4 games from having the best record. They're clinched from having the best record in the American League this year. And they are 3 games from tying the best Red Sox record for the year. Okay, so like I said, keeping everybody healthy, getting everybody rested and ready to go when playoff time comes. And I don't have any information about when the playoff starts. I should look it up and bring it to the program next week so I can have some more up-to-date information for you. Okay, 421 here on WMFO in Metro. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, September the 16th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We are talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. I'll be back.
My name's Jamal, and I'm alive today because I was given CPR last year by a guy named Rick, who took a class with the American Red Cross after I received blood, which was given at a blood drive by Maria,
who gave blood after being encouraged by my husband, David, who
learned how to make a family disaster plan and build a disaster supplies kit from Eddie, who
volunteered to answer phones last spring. But it all started out with Angela, who helped
Eddie's whole family get the help and support they needed after losing their home to a fire.
When we come together, we become part of something bigger than us all. By getting involved with the Red Cross, you never know how many people your actions will affect. There are simple things you can do through your local Red Cross to help prepare yourself, your family, and your community for the unexpected. Whether you decide to volunteer to help out those in need, give blood, or make a disaster supplies kit for your family, your actions can change lives.
And that message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown perspective on sports. 4:27 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. Like I said, that number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 4:30 here on WMFO in Medford. Did I give you the, I guess I didn't. Let me, I can't reach my phone from here. Okay, we'll be giving you that weather temperature outside a little bit later on in the program. And around 6:30, we'll be bringing you a complete weather update on the Sounds of Praise Ministry. College football yesterday. Alabama 62, Mississippi 7. Clemson 38, Georgia Southern 7, Georgia 49, Middle Tennessee 7, Ohio State 40, TCU 28, Oklahoma 37, Iowa State 27. Upset, unranked BYU defeated Wisconsin, who was ranked number 21, 24-21. Another upset. LSU, ranked number 12, defeated Auburn, ranked number 7, 22-21. Notre Dame, 22, Vanderbilt, 17, Stanford, 30, UC Davis, 10, Washington, 21, Utah, 7, Penn State, 63, Kent State, 10, Mississippi State, 56, Louisiana, 10, Upset. Oklahoma State, ranked number 24, defeated Boise State, ranked number 17, 44-21. Michigan, 45, SMU, 20. Oregon, 35, San Jose State, 22. Miami, 49, Toledo, 24. Texas upset. Texas, who's unranked, defeated USC, ranked number 22, 37-14. And another upset, San Diego State, unranked, defeated Arizona State, ranked number 23, 28-21. There were three or four games in the top 25, among the top 25 teams that were canceled because of all the effects of the hurricane in the North and South Carolina area, and also in the Virginia area as well. So I guess those games will be made up. I have no information on that, but if I get any, I will pass it on to you. 4:33 here on WMFO and Metro. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, September the 16th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
This is the mother of Elizabeth Sudo.
You gave me all the love and all the joy a parent ever hoped to get from a child. How many more Elizabeths will be killed before this senseless slaughter stops? Why do we keep killing our children? There is no physical pain that compares to the pain of losing a child.
Do whatever it takes. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. An appeal from the Ad Council, Department of Transportation, and this station.
And also your friends here at Brown Perspective on Sports and Sounds of Praise. And I promise to get my phone out so I can give you the temperature, and I haven't done that yet. Bear with me, folks. One of those mornings. It's 4:37 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. And we're talking sports here. and to get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, the WNBA season came to a rousing end this past week as the Seattle Storm defeated the Washington Mystics 3-0. And Breanna Stewart from formerly of UConn University, second year in the league, MVP of the playoffs. And I don't know if she was MVP of the season. I don't think so. But anyway, had a fantastic playoff. And along with Sue Bird, another UConn alumni. Alumnus, whatever. And so they are enjoying their championship after knocking off, during the season, knocking out the Minnesota Lynx and the LA Sparks, who had been previous champions. And so, therefore, congratulations to the Seattle Storm, Breanna Stewart and company. Okay, 4:38 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. And so I guess we're going to have to go right to the National Football League. And if you are a regular listener to the program, you know that I am every year in a fantastic battle to the death. Shouldn't say that. Fantastic battle with my son Scott and my grandson Kyle and our good friends Kenny and Bill to see who can pick the most winners during the NFL season. And after our first week, Scott was in first place, 9-6. I was in second place tie with Bill Tidwell, 8-7. Kyle is in third, fourth place, whatever, I guess, 6-9. And Kenny was bringing up the rear, 5-10. And on the Thursday night game, Bill was the only one who had the Bengals over the Raiders. Anyway, the Bengals won 34-23. I don't think it was the Raiders that they played. But anyway, they won that game. Ravens. What did I say? I put down Raiders, but Ravens. 34-23 over the Ravens, and I was shocked that the Ravens looked so poorly and the Bengals looked so good after looking so bad the week before. But anyway, so now Bill right now is 9-7. Scott's 9-7. I'm 8-8. Kyle is 6-10. And Kenny is 5-11. Okie dokie. So here we go into the rest of week two coming up today and into Monday. I think that the NFL's continuing drive for parity is going to make it difficult to consistently pick the vast majority of mid-level teams when they are playing against each other. For example, there was nothing about last week's game that would make anyone but Bengals fans, are there really any Bengals fans in the world, who would have picked them to drub the Ravens, or that the Ravens would allow the Bengals to drub them so badly. So I'm sticking with my usual formula and not worrying about the results. Right now, I believe that the Patriots and Eagles are the only two elite teams, and perhaps some one of the mid-level teams will stay healthy and with a soft schedule could climb into or near the elite territory. But don't ask me who that team or teams might be. So I'm just going to pick and enjoy. I have a funny feeling that Bid Tidwell and his penchant for weird picks may win it all this season, and if he does, I know that he'll never let me forget it. So, anyway. Moving right along. I have, in today's games, I have the Panthers over the Falcons. A lot of injuries on both sides, so it's all on Cam's shoulders and his legs. I got the Chargers over the Bills. No D and no O in Buffalo. Well, no D anyway. I got the Vikings over the Packers. Rodgers had better stay on the sidelines until his legs are good if he knows what's good for him. And I heard that it's iffy as to whether he will get into today's game. After pulling off that big comeback, but losing 21 or down 28 to nothing or whatever it was, and coming back after being hauled off the field in the first half to allow the Packers to win their first game of the year. But I think the Vikings have too much D. And like I said, Rodgers needs his legs under him. And if the Packers organization is smart, they'll keep him on the sidelines. Better to lose a game or two rather than lose their best quarterback. I got the Saints over the Browns. I wear that great defense that so many people were telling me about that New Orleans has. They didn't show it last week, even though they won. And congratulations to the Browns. They tied the Steelers. Now, does that mean the Browns are improving or the Steelers are bad? Understand Ben Roethlisberger is doubtful with, I think, elbow problems right in his throwing arm as well, for that matter. So, anyway, I got the Saints over the Browns. Saints should score points. And that game was played in the rain last week that the Browns got the tie in. So, who knows? We'll see what happens today. I got the Jets over the Dolphins. And will the real Jets show up this week? Or were the Lions really that bad? All of the first-year coaches went 0-7 last week. So we don't know if it's the coaching, the teams, what. But anyway, I got the Jets. Jets look good. They said they knew the Lions played before Lions even knew what they were playing. So anyway, we'll see if they will look as spectacular this week against the Dolphins. And the Dolphins, like I said, the Dolphins, they aren't going anywhere. Probably next to Buffalo, the worst team in the AFC East. I got the Steelers over the Chiefs. They were tied by the Browns because they kept looking for Bell to come running out the locker room. He ain't coming out in a hurry. So I guess they're in a stalemate there. But even without Roethlisberger, I'm taking the Steelers over the Chiefs. I got the Eagles over the Bucks. Unless the Eagles are still celebrating, they Celtics should be. They probably could be still celebrating their Super Bowl win last year, and their luck-out win over the Falcons in the first game of the season. I got Washington over the Colts. What are the odds on how long luck can last this season if he keeps taking the beating that he did last week and throwing over 50 passes? That doesn't sound good. But Jacoby Brissett, you stay on the sidelines and collect your paychecks until you're a free agent and you can go someplace else. I got the Rams over the Cardinals. Their D can make this one look ugly very quickly. Cardinals are struggling. I got the 49ers over the Lions. Jimmy Garoppolo has tasted defeat, but it was in a winnable game, you know, and maybe it's good to get off the schneid there as far as the unbeaten record is concerned. And the Lions, unless they vastly improve, the 49ers should win that game. I got the Patriots over the Jaguars. Everyone is telling me how great the Jags defense is. Are they better than the Texans? I doubt it. And who would you want at quarterback, Bortles or Watson? The Patriots' O-line was outstanding last week. Did Merciless and Clowney miss the flight from Texas? And our D kept Watson under control. I look for a repeat of that against Blake Bortles and the Jaguars. Everybody's saying the Jaguars' secondary is better than Houston's secondary. But if you don't get the pressure on Brady, he's going to pick you apart no matter how good your secondary is. And the reason that the game with the Jaguars was so close in the playoffs was that Gronkowski went out with a concussion. So, you know, hey, Gronk looks like he's the old Gronk. We've got Dorsett looking good. We've got Cordarrelle Patterson. Hogan only caught one pass, I believe, last week. You know he's going to do better than that this week. And so we picked up a couple of wide receivers. I don't know how involved they're going to be in the offense. But we got another running back. And we'll see if we can keep the ball rolling. I think we should keep Brady upright. We're going to win the game. I got the Broncos over the Raiders. How did the Raiders get coached out of contention? A couple of years ago, not last year, but the year before, the Raiders were one of the top upcoming teams in the Western Conference in the NFC. What happened? I heard that Vegas is having second thoughts about the Raiders coming down there in a couple of years. I got the Giants over the Cowboys. Don't ask me why. This is definitely a flip a coin type of game. But I figure a team with Eli Manning, Nate Solder protecting his blind side, it would Beckham and Saquon Barkley. They should have enough to win. Right now it's Elliot and Dak for the Cowboys, and I don't think that's enough. Cowboys' old line, which they with their strength, has suffered some injuries and making it difficult for Dak back there. I got the Seahawks over the Bears. The Bears are probably a team without a quarterback that no one outside of the Windy City can name. And that's the Monday night game. But with Khalil Mack playing awesome linebacker, the Seahawks and Russell Wilson just don't have enough, far as I can see. Okay, and these are Bill's picks. Like I said, he got the Bengals, the only one to pick the Bengals on Thursday night. He also has the Falcons, the Chargers, the Vikings, the Browns, the Jets, the Texans, the Chiefs, the Eagles, Washington, the Rams, the Lions, the Broncos, the Jaguars, the Giants, and the Bears. I think I have Kenny's picks here somewhere as well. Yeah. Kenny has the Falcons, the Chargers, the Vikings, the Browns. He got the Browns also. The Dolphins, the Titans, the Chiefs, the Bucks, Washington, the Rams, the 49ers, the Raiders, the Patriots, the Cowboys, and the Bears. So, let's see if I have anybody else here. .450 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. This is the Sunday, September 16th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. I have the week one observation from my son, Scott. And he says, I still don't know who the starting quarterback is for a couple of teams, but I'll figure it out in the next week or so. The Eagles-Falcons opening night game was a snore fest. It smelled pretty bad, too. I would say the Browns are pathetic, but it's more fun to say the Steelers are. Is the shine off Jimmy G or the Vikings D just that good? I'll go with the latter. Switched to some Saints-Buccaneers highlights and saw a Mike Gillislee fumble for the Saints returned by the Bucs for a touchdown. Bucs blew their doors off. I sure wish Julian Edelman was able to play versus the Jags on Sunday. Any chance he can swap week two for week five? Thursday night game against the Colts? Ravens all over Bills like whoa. I'm wishing lots of L's on America's team and Uncle Tom's QB this season. Hashtag take knee. Aaron Rodgers may be amazing, but wake me up when he gets so tired of winning Super Bowls that he takes on and best father time like Brady has. Yeah, you know, there's been a lot of, you know, well, Tom Brady has the fantastic record. He may be the greatest of all time, but right now, they're saying based upon head-to-head years, they're taking Rodgers, but, you know, Brady has the record, so I stay with Brady. And the Jets and the Matt Patricias. Hey, Gruden, how'd that Khalil Mack taste? Okay. 4:53 here on WMFO in Metro. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, September 16th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise. I'm on the Brown Perspective on Sports. Okay. And I guess a lot of the other stuff I have here is last week's stuff. Okay. 4:53 here on WMFO in Metro. I'm host Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, September 16th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, and multicasting, iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'll be back. It's 4:57 here on Sounds of Praise, and it's 63 degrees outside our studio here in Medford, Massachusetts. And like I said, that more comprehensive weather update will be coming your way around 6:30 on the Sounds of Praise Ministry. I guess it's time to put the wraps on this edition of the Sounds of a Brown Perspective on Sports. When you're doing two programs sometimes so early in the morning, you forget which one you're on. But anyway, this is a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:57 is the time. We're putting the wraps on this edition and invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way in about 2 minutes or so. And we have more new music and top hits of the year 2018. So until then, Donnie Brown saying, God bless, have a fantastic day. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 4 a.m. when we do it all over again. Love to have some sports conversation, followed by great gospel music here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting, and iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube.